Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side.
No, you're changing it up.
I am, just a little bit, you know. Got to change it up a little bit. We're here at the end of 2017.
Woohoo! Last podcast of 2017.
Woo-hoo! That's right. We're going to take a little break and go visit family and go take a little vacation for about 2 weeks almost.
Yeah.
2 weeks. So this will be our last podcast for 2017.
How are you going to do not scoping butts for 2 weeks?
I know. I may go into withdrawal.
Don't flip me over.
Alrighty then. So anyways, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays, I already said that. Whatever you may celebrate. And if you don't celebrate, happy end of the year.
That's right. Happy but, 2018.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very festive time of the year. And, you know, a lot of activity, lots of parties, celebrations, and, you know,
exhaustion.
That's right. So, you know, we just wanted to talk a little bit about, just give you a few tips on maybe what you could do just to help you get through this season, survive the season. It is, even for us, these last 2 weeks have been insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that we have had a Christmas program to go to every single night.
Pretty much. And
it's great. And I know that someday I'm going to miss this, you know. But now that our three younger kids are all in three different activities, because it used to be that we could put them all in the same dance class and we would just go to one show. But now they're all in totally different activities, different dance classes and
different instruments different, they're doing.
That's right. And so lots of shows and holiday Christmas programs to go to. And it's been a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to lie. It has been exhausting. And
well, because we're already busy. And then you tag 60 hours extra in the month of other activities that you don't normally have. And I don't really know how we fit it all in. I don't really know how that happened, but we made it work.
We made it work. And we're kind of wrapping things up here. But you know, just a few things that you could be doing. Because, and I'm not going to tell you, stop eating all those cookies, stop drinking that eggnog. I'm not going to say that because that's part of the festivities and part of the fun of the holidays. I know for me it is. I mean, I can't deny. I enjoy my mother-in-law's cookies, and I cannot wait to put my hands on her cookies tonight.
Or your big sausage that you love.
Oh, that's right. Christmas. I typically don't eat meat, but every Christmas, Tina gets me a big beef sausage. And I'm sorry, but I enjoy it. I enjoy it with some cheese. And so, like, totally go off, you know, eating healthy.
Off the deep end.
Off the deep end. That's right. And of course, I make my Puerto Rican eggnog, the coquito. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
That's really off the deep end.
Yeah, because that has a lot of Puerto Rican rum in it. So definitely we're off. But, you know, a few things that we could be doing. Look, if you know that you're going to be drinking at a party that day, it wouldn't hurt to maybe try to hydrate a little more that day, you know, before the party in the morning and just try to hydrate. It's really hard to really keep up on hydration because it's winter, so we're not hot, we're not
yeah, I find
sweating.
That I drink less in the winter in general, just
me
because
too.
I'm cold, and I don't have a desire to drink water when you're cold. So
you want to drink hot chocolate coffee or hot tea.
Yeah, so you kind of have to force yourself to drink water this time of year, and then like you were saying, trying to drink a little bit extra because you know you're going to go do more damage than you usually do.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, try to hydrate a little bit more. Another thing that would really help also is taking probiotics, okay? And just in case you don't know, probiotics are good, healthy bacteria, okay? So look, these probiotics are going to help you in so many ways. They're going to help as far as having good digestion. They're going to help as far as your immune system, okay? Because 80% of your immune system is in your intestine. Mm-hmm. So taking these probiotics as good, healthy bacteria, you're going to put some good, healthy bacteria into your intestine, and that's going to help your immune system. Mm-hmm. And believe me, this time of the year, there's so many colds and flus, you know, all sorts of sickness, extra, a little bit more than usual. this is a time that you really want to boost your immune system.
Right. And if you didn't listen to our last podcast on like how to use the probiotics and gargling with the probiotics, go back and listen to that podcast.
Yes.
Especially now, this time of year, it's really important.
Yes, definitely. So I would really encourage you to take some probiotics. If you're not taking probiotics, please get on some probiotics. If you're not sure, you know, what's a good probiotic, get on our website. Get on our website and www.drlizcruz.com. Get on our website and order some probiotics and get on the probiotics. If you are already taking probiotics, if you typically take them, it wouldn't hurt, especially if you start feeling under the weather, to maybe double up and take one in the morning and one in the evening. At least as we get through, you know, this cold season, through the holidays and even just going in through the winter, it wouldn't hurt to be on the probiotics twice a day.
Yeah, and just so you know, the office is going to be closed next week.
Yes.
So if you need probiotics, you're going to have to get them online at this point unless you get down there today.
That's right.
Because the office is closed all next week. So you can always order them online and they'll get shipped to you.
That's right. And then also, I'm going to put in a little plug also for our greens and our detox. Okay. Now you may be already taking those. Maybe you're not. But that would be a great way to really also boost your immune system. The greens are basically green vegetables pulverized into powder and put into capsules, okay? So it's easy to take. You pop 2-3 capsules a day. The detox is a really beautiful, gentle detox that you could be taking every day that'll just enhance your body's detoxifying. I mean, you detox every day when you urinate, when you go to the bathroom to have a bowel movement, when you sweat, when you breathe out. You're detoxing. Those are ways in which your body detoxes on a daily basis. But this gentle detox that you get, you can take it every day, and it'll just help boost that detoxification process in your body. It'll just help enhance it. So that would be something that you can also do. You can get those again on our website. In case you didn't catch the website, it's www.drlizcruz.com, and you can easily get on our website and order those and get started on them.
Yeah, and then another tip is, you know, since we are going to a lot of parties and we're eating out a lot right now, you know, we're trying to do at least one healthy meal a day.
Yes,
you know, get at least one nutritious meal in a day. So make a conscious effort. You think of your day and go, okay, which one meal can I do healthy today? And just do your best, you know. But the more water and the more nutritious food you can get in this time of year to kind of counterbalance what we're doing with the celebrating and the enjoying, the better.
Right. That's exactly right. So yes, I totally agree. Try to get a healthy meal. Yeah, we've been eating out like crazy because we've been going to so many, you know, Christmas, winter, holiday shows with our kids' program, our kids' different activities. And so it's been just really tough, but I'm not complaining at all. Believe me, I actually enjoy eating out and actually enjoy going
saying?
To these shows.
Are you getting tired of my cooking? What are you saying?
Never, never. So anyways, so just a few tips. We didn't want to overload you with a bunch of tips. One thing I did want to mention, so I was in the office this week seeing patients, and I had probably for sure 2 or 3 conversations with my patients about the NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medicines that you can buy over the counter. Those include, I mean, there's a whole list, but some of the more common ones are Advil, Motrin, ibuprofen, Aleve, okay? So listen, I just want to tell you,
I'm so passionate about
this. I am, because these NSAIDs are sold over the counter. I mean, you can buy Motrin PM to help you sleep. Look, NSAIDs are pain medicines. Okay, there is nothing about an NSAID that is going to help you sleep. All right, but people are taking.
They have the pain medicine and they put sleep.
They probably put a little Benadryl in there or something like that. But these medicines, yes, they're sold over the counter, but no, that doesn't mean that just because they're sold over the counter that it's okay to take them all the time.
Right.
And I've got patients that are taking them regularly. I mean, one patient that I talked to this week, she's like, but I'm only taking it every other day. Mm-hmm. I'm like, look, these medicines can affect your kidneys, your liver, not to mention your gut, okay? Very popular, notorious for causing ulcers in the stomach, in the small intestine. Actually, they can cause ulcers anywhere in the intestine. So these are not benign medicines. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying never take them. I mean, every once in a blue moon, if I have a bad headache, I will take a Motrin, but I try not to take it.
Well, and I think this time of year, it gets ramped up for everybody, right? I mean, it's cold out even here now, finally. Right? And I think that everybody feels now maybe a little bit more worn out, right? Whether it's the weather or just the time of year
people
and how busy we are.
People are getting sick, they have all the flu.
We're not eating as well as we normally do. Maybe we're not drinking water like we do. So at this time of year, we tend to feel the aches and pains more. And so maybe we're, you know, at this time of year, we're kind of ramping up the NSAIDs when I think what you're saying is just be careful.
Just be careful and just be aware.
Try to avoid them if you can.
That's right. Just be aware of the fact that there are potential side effects of these medicines.
Long-term side effects.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And, you know, look, if you're one of those people that are taking NSAIDs regularly for pain, please call us. I mean, there's a lot of ways to clean out the body and help you get healthy so that you don't have to be on those medicines all the time.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, we want to go ahead and get ready to close out this podcast, our last podcast for 2017. I want to give you a special thank you for being on these podcasts. If you're a regular listener, I just want you to know how much we appreciate you and your loyalty to us, to our podcast, to our messages. If this is the first podcast of ours that you've listened to, I hope that you'll continue to join us. And please go back and check out our podcast. We've got a whole library of podcasts, over 250 podcasts that are out there that we've been doing for over 2 years. So a lot of great information. But lastly, take some time during this season to spend time.
Are you going to cry?
I know, right?
You're like never emotional. I'm the crier.
I know.
What are you doing right now?
Well, it's the allergies.
It's allergies. Okay.
No, take time to spend time with your family.
Aww.
And your loved ones.
Amen.
All right, going to close it up.
That's a good way to end 2017.
I'm sorry. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. We love you.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.